Section 111 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Granville Kreiser, read for LibriVox.org by Sandra Zera. Age. Her as harsh as tropical grass and gray as ashes. Hangs like a blue thread loosened from the sky. Hard, sharp, and glittering as a sword. Harnessed man, like beasts of burden, drew it to the riverside. Haunts you like the memory of some former happiness. He began to laugh with that sibilant laugh which resembles the hiss of a serpent. He bent upon the lightning page like some rapt poet over his rhyme. He bolted down the stairs like a hare. He clatters like a windmill. He danced like a man in a swarm of hornets. He fell as falls some forest lion fighting well. He fell down on my threshold like a wounded stag. He had acted exactly like an automaton. He lay as straight as a mummy. He lay like a warrior taking his rest. He lived as modestly as a hermit. He looked fagged and sallow like the day. He looked with the bland, expressionless stare of an overgrown baby. He played with grave questions as a cat plays with a mouse. He radiated vigor and abundance like a happy child. He sat down, quaking like a jelly. He saw disaster like a ghostly figure following her. He snatched furiously at breath like a tiger snatching at meat. He spoke with a uniformity of emphasis that made his words stand out like the race type for the blind. He swayed in the sudden grip of anger. He sweeps the field of battle like a monsoon. He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. He turned on me like a thundercloud. He turned white as chalk. He wandered restlessly through the house like a prowling animal. He was as splendidly serious as a reformer. He was as steady as a clock. He was as a wax in those clever hands. He was bold as the hope. He was so weak now, like a shrunk cedar white with the hoar frost. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Heavy was my heart as stone. Healed like an avalanche to leeward. Her arms like slumber over my shoulders crept. Her banners like a thousand sunsets glow. Her beauty broke on him like some rare flower. Her beauty fervent as a fiery moon. Her breath is like a cloud. Her cheeks are like the blushing cloud. Her cheeks were wan and her eyes like coals. Her dusky cheek would burn like a poppy. Her expression changed with the rapidity of a kaleidoscope. Her eyes as bright as blazing star. Her eyes as stars of twilight fair. Her eyes glimmering starlight in her pale face. Her eyes were as a dove that sickeneth. Her face changed with each turn of their talk, like a wheat field under a summer breeze. Her face collapsed as if it were a pricked balloon. Her face was as solemn as a mask. Her face was dull as lead. Her face was like a light. Her face was passionless like those by sculpture graved from niches in a temple. Her hair dropped on her pallid cheeks like seaweed on a clam. Her hair hung like summer twilight. Her hair shone like a nimbus. Her hair was like a coronet. Her hands are white as the virgin rose that she wore on her wedding day. Her hands like moonlight brushed the keys. Her head dropped into her hands like a storm-broken flower. Her heart has grown icy as a fountain in the fall. Her holy love that like a vestal flame had burned. Her impulse came and went like fireflies in the dusk. Her lashes as fans upon her cheek. Her laugh is like a rainbow-tinted spray. Her lips are like two-budded roses. Her lips like a lovely song that ripples as it flows. Her lips like twilight water. Her little lips are tremulous as brook water is. Her long black hair danced round her like a snake. Her mouth as sweet as a ripe fig. Her neck is like a stately tower. Her pale robe clinging to the grass seemed like a snake. Her pulses fluttered like a dove. Her skin was as the bark of birches. Her sweetness halting like a tardy May. Her two white hands like swans on a frozen lake. Her voice cut like a knife. Her voice like mournful bells crying on the wind. Her voice was like the voice the stars had when they sang together. Her voice was rich and vibrant, like the middle tones of a cello. Her words sounding like wavelets on a summer shore. Herding his thoughts as a collie dog herds sheep. Here and there a solitary volume greeted him, like a friend in a crowd of strange faces. Here, in statue-like repose, an old wrinkled mountain rose. Hers was the loveliness of some tall white lily cut in the marble, splendid, but chill. His bashfulness melted like a spring frost. His brow bent like a cliff over his thoughts. His cheeks were furrowed and written like rain-washed cracks. His eyes blazed like deep forests. His eyes glowed like blue coals. His eyes were hollows of madness, his hair like moldy hay. His face burned like a brand. His face was glad as dawn to me. His face was often lit up by a smile, like pale wintry sunshine. His fingers were knotted like a cord. His formal kiss felt chill as a flake of snow on the cheek. His virtue melted away like a snow in a thaw. His glorious moments were strung like pearls upon a string. His indifference fell from him like a garment. His invectiveness and vituperations bite and flay like steel whips. His mind murmurs like a harp among the trees. His mind was like a lonely wild. His mind was like a summer sky. His nerves thrilled like throbbing violins. His retort was like a knife cut across the sinews. His revenge the sense perfect, sudden like a curse from heaven. His spirit sank like a stone. His talk is like an incessant play of fireworks. His voice is as the thin faint song when the wind wearily sighs in the grass. His voice rose like a stream of rich distant perfumes. His voice was like the clap of thunder which interrupts the warbling birds among the leaves. His whole soul wavered and shook like a wind-swept leaf. His words gave a curious satisfaction as when a coin, tested, rings through gold. Hopeful as the break of day. How like a scent she sleeps. How like a winter hath my absence been. How like the sky she bends over her child. Howling in the wilderness like beasts. Huge as hippopotamus. Hummingbirds like lake of purple fire. Hushed as the grave. Hushed like a breathless lyre. End of section 111. This recording is in the public domain.